Chapter 4. Big Sister. It's been a week since Mom missed our Friday night movie. "We're going to watch something tonight, aren't we?" I ask her. "I have something to do tonight," Mom says. "But I'll try and get back home before it starts. If I'm not, you should watch it with Naomi. She'll love to watch it with you." "No, she won't," I say. "She'll be on the phone to her new friends all night." I can't believe that Naomi has only been here for a week, and she's already made friends. Mom looks at me. "Listen, Stevie, you're going to make some friends soon. Believe me." I think that she's wrong. No one is interested in being friends with me. The children at school all have friends. The phone rings, and I run into the kitchen to pick it up. "Hello?" I say.
"Hello."
It's a man with a deep voice.
"Is Catherine at home?"
"Catherine? People don't call Mom that. Everybody calls her Kitty." "Who's calling?" I ask. But before he can answer, Mom takes the phone from my hand. "Hello?" Mom says. "Who is that?" I ask her. But she doesn't answer. She walks into the living room and closes the door behind her. I try and listen, but I can't hear anything. I run quickly through the house and into my parents' bedroom. I'm acting like a spy right now. But I need to know who is on the phone. Mom won't be happy if she hears me. But I pick up the phone and listen to them talking. "Last week was hard for me," Mom says, laughing a little. "But I'm loving it."
"I know what you mean," says the man. "Have you told your husband yet?"
"No," she says. "I can't tell him, or he will stop it."
"I understand," he says. "See you later."
"Yes," Mom says. "See you." I put the phone down carefully and then run back to the kitchen. "Who is that man on the phone?" I ask when Mom walks into the kitchen again. "Just a friend," she says. But she doesn't look at me. After dinner, Mom goes out again. Dad comes home and asks,
"Where's your mom? Aren't you two watching one of your old movies tonight?"
Should I tell him about the man on the phone? No. I'm sure that it will just make him angry. And I don't want my parents to argue again.
"I have a better idea anyway,"
Dad says when I don't answer. He sits at the kitchen table with me, and we play a card game until he gets tired. When Dad walks out of the kitchen, I look up at the clock above the door. It's so late. I can't believe that Mom isn't home yet. I'm not going to wait for her. Before I go to my room, I put some things from the kitchen cupboards behind the front door. When Mom opens the door, they'll make a loud noise and wake me up. Then, I can come down and tell her that she missed our Friday night movie again. When I've done that, I climb into bed and think about that phone call again. Who was that man?
And what was he talking about? The sound of Mom coming through the front door wakes me up. I start to go downstairs to see her, but Dad gets there before me.
"Where have you been?"
he asks her, angrily.
"Did you do this?"
Mom shouts. I can hear her putting the things from the cupboard back in the kitchen.
"What is wrong with you, Cooper?"
Dad follows her and keeps asking questions. They're arguing again. And this time, it's because of me. Naomi is looking after me today. Mom is out again, so Naomi is taking me with her to the store. It's a lovely Santa Monica day. It's warm, but not hot, and the sky is bright blue. We walk past a park that is filled with people having picnics or playing games. As we pass some boys playing basketball, they all stop to look at Naomi. One of the boys runs toward us and starts walking quickly next to her. She doesn't look at him. She just keeps walking.
"You're new here, aren't you?"
the boy asks.
"Are you going to Samahai?"
Samahai is Naomi's new school. It's called Santa Monica High, but everyone calls it Sam High. I open my mouth to tell him that he's right, but then I notice that Naomi doesn't answer. She just smiles. Maybe I should keep quiet too. The boy laughs and looks at the orange button that Naomi has on her jacket. His smile gets bigger.
"I'm Jimmy."
He pulls out a piece of paper from his back pocket. On the flyer, there's a drawing of the same black cat from Naomi's button. There's a lot of writing on the flyer, but I just see the words, "All power to the people," before Naomi takes it from him.
"I hope that I see you there, sister," he says. "What's your name?"
"Naomi," she says with a smile. She starts to walk a little faster, but this time, Jimmy doesn't follow us.
"See you later, Naomi."
"He seemed nice," I say when he can't hear us anymore. "What did he give you?"
"It's just for a party or something," she says. "He's crazy if he thinks I'm going to go."
We walk toward the store, and I see that there is a blue car outside of the library. As we get closer, I finally understand something. It's our car. It's my mom. I don't understand. Why didn't she take me with her? She knows that the library is my favorite place. I want to say something to Naomi, but then I see Kenny and another boy from my school called Donald. They're standing outside of the store. I stop walking.
"What?"
Naomi asks. She sees me looking at the boys.
"Do you know them?"
"Oh, do you like them?"
"No," I say.
"You go inside the store. I'll wait here." Naomi looks at me.
"Stevie,
are those boys unkind to you at school?" I'm not sure how to answer this. They haven't hurt me, but they have been horrible to me. But I don't want any trouble. So I just say, "No."
"Okay,"
Naomi says. "I'll get you some food from the store.
You wait here. She walks inside the store, and then I hear Kenny shout,
Look! It's the fluffy girl!
Kenny and Donald both start laughing. I turn around, but Naomi suddenly comes back out of the store and shouts,
Why are you calling her that?
The boys stop laughing. They look worried.
I'm talking to you two, Naomi shouts. If you want to talk to my cousin, then you need to use her name. Do you understand?
They both nod, and then quickly run away without looking at me. Naomi watches them leave. Oh no. Why did Naomi do that? Now Kenny is going to be even more horrible to me on Monday. But I do feel a little happy. For a moment, it was like Naomi was my big sister. And I liked it.